Hello, and welcome to A History of Japan. Season 10, Episode 18, The One-Eyed Dragon of Oshu. Bonus Episode. As promised, this season's first bonus episode will center around the life and times of Date Masamune, the daimyo of the Date clan of Tohoku, with a reputation for ferocity and cleverness on the battlefield, who was also very skilled at economics, politics, and practical governance. Our story begins in the mid-1500s in Mutsu Province, in far northeastern Japan. Date Terumune, the son of Daimyo Harumune, had tried to make peace between the Date clan and their longtime neighbors/rivals, the Mogami clan, by marrying the Mogami Daimyo's daughter, Yoshihime, or Princess Yoshi. As tensions occasionally continued to flare between the Date and Mogami, she would often attempt to mediate between them and prevent large-scale bloodshed. Sometimes her mediations crossed the line, however, especially her continued correspondence with her brother after he took over the leadership of the Mogami clan. Into this dangerous, divided, and difficult time, Bontenmaru was born to Date Terumune and Princess Yoshi in 1567. The process of consolidating power over the whole of Mutsu Province was exceedingly difficult during Sengoku Jidai, and no single clan had managed to accomplish anything like unified provincial rule. In addition to the Mogami and Date clans, the Satake, Nihonmatsu, Iwaki, Nambu, Uesugi, and many other clans vied for regional power. The typical pattern that emerged was that one clan would enjoy a string of battlefield success, their enemies would surrender and swear fealty, and then frequently betray their new overlords within a few years. Hostages be damned. Enforcing loyalty was very difficult, as many of these groups descended from proud samurai houses like the Hatakeyama. Many also had deep roots in the region and long-standing ancestral claims, which made them too proud to truly submit to anyone else, even someone clearly superior. It was against this chaotic backdrop full of betrayals, usurpations, reversals of fortunes, and upheavals that young Bontenmaru was raised. During his childhood, he contracted smallpox, and the ensuing infection went very poorly for him, causing permanent blindness in his right eye. While historians generally agree that smallpox took the sight from his right eye, however, it is not known for certain how the eye was later removed entirely. One account claims that he told both Toyotomi Hideyoshi and Tokugawa Ieyasu that the eye had popped out when he had fallen from a tree when he was young. He further elaborated that because it looked tasty, he proceeded to eat the eyeball on the spot. Another account claims that one of his retainers, concerned that the eye would be vulnerable during battle, offered to remove it for Masamune, who agreed. The possibility that the blind organ was damaged in one of the many battles which Masamune fought also shouldn't be ignored. However he lost it, every portrait and description we have of the man indicates that the right eye itself was gone. The warlike reputation he developed later in life led to him being known by the nickname Dokugan Ryu Oshu, which translates to the One-Eyed Dragon of Oshu. Oshu is another name for Mutsu Province. His father, Date Terumune, was a competent leader who expanded the influence of the Date clan throughout Mutsu. In addition to winning on the battlefield, he also cultivated a friendship with a certain powerful daimyo from the distant province of Owari. Terumune and Oda Nobunaga enjoyed regular correspondence, and Nobunaga even bragged to him about how many thousands of Ikko Ikki his army had slaughtered. When Nobunaga was killed in 1582, Terumune hastened to cast his support behind Toyotomi Hideyoshi, which turned out to be a good decision. While Hideyoshi was still solidifying his power in central Japan against Shibata Katsuhiye, however, trouble was brewing in Mutsu. In 1584, Date Masamune was made the official chieftain of the Date clan when his father Terumune retired. This was a typical Japanese retirement, however, in which Terumune continued to hold the reins of power behind the scenes. In 1585, war erupted between the Date and Nihonmatsu clan, and the Date got the better of their enemies in the battles that ensued. The enemy daimyo Nihonmatsu Yoshitsugu offered to surrender and even to meet the Date clan leaders at Miyamori Castle for peace talks. The Date agreed. As the talks neared their conclusion, the Nihonmatsu opted to throw a great multi-day feast to celebrate the occasion. On the second day of festivities, Date Masamune took a group of vassals and retainers on a hunting excursion. Nihonmatsu Yoshitsugu saw his chance and abducted Date Terumune. The Yoshitsugu retainers were still transporting the unfortunate Terumune to their headquarters, a fortress which was their namesake, Nihonmatsu. However, Date Masamune and his hunting party were returning when they spotted the kidnappers fleeing across the Abukuma River and quickly overtook them. According to some accounts, Yoshitsugu panicked when he saw the approaching party of Date Masamune and murdered Terumune by stabbing him to death. Yet another account claims that they reached their destination and that Terumune was later killed amid the castle assault along with Yoshitsugu. Whatever the truth, Terumune died in 1585, leaving his son Masamune in sole command of the Date clan. Sensing blood in the water now that Terumune was gone, the many enemies of the Date clan, as well as a number of opportunists, joined with the Nihonmatsu clan in an attack upon Date territory in early 1586. The Ashina, Nikaido, Soma, and Satake clans joined with the Nihonmatsu in a massive army that numbered around 30,000. The Date had a mere 7,000 on hand, and so they prepared a defensive strategy involving Motomiya Castle and its surrounding network of defensive fortresses. Although the objectives were primarily defensive in nature, Masamune had no intention of allowing his enemies to march into his territory unchallenged. In spite of being outnumbered more than 3-1, Masamune led a detachment of troops to attack the Satake and their allies, hoping to surprise them and force a hasty retreat. In spite of a valiant showing by his forces, the Satake counterattacked, and two of Masamune's retainers led rearguard actions to buy their lord time to escape. Masamune fled to Motomiya Castle, and one of his rearguard commanders died holding back the Satake horde from their pursuit. At this point, things looked rather grim for the Date. Their three buffer fortresses had been taken, and while Motomiya was well fortified and well stocked, it was now surrounded by a huge army of allied clans. However, things were not quite as dark as they may have seemed. The largest army among the Nihonmatsu's alliance was the Satake, who hailed from Hitachi Province in the south. While their main army was occupied in southern Mutsu, the Hojo clan had made an incursion into their domain, and they were forced to return and defend it. The other armies withdrew as well, unable to support the continued assault on Motomiya Castle without the support of the Satake. Although this battle certainly could have gone much worse for Masamune, potentially ending his career and life prematurely, his partisans spun it as a victory. While this was technically true, since his enemies quitted the field before he did, Masamune would need to build a stronger army to survive the feuds and wars which the future would inevitably bring. The neighboring Ashina clan, who had joined in the recent incursion against the Date, were in the midst of a succession and legitimacy crisis. Their daimyo, Ashina Moritaka, had been adopted by the previous daimyo, and seems to have been rethinking the Ashina clan's relationship to the more powerful Satake in the south. He frequently feuded with his retainers, and eventually one of them murdered him in 1584. Satake Yoshinobu, a son of the Satake daimyo, was eventually made the official daimyo of the Ashina clan thanks to the support of Satake partisan retainers, but many outside of that party were not happy with this outcome. Sensing opportunity, Date Masamune brought an army to the Ashina clan's seat of power, Kurokawa Castle, and laid siege. The ensuing assault was reported to be extremely easy as far as castle assaults go, and soon Masamune was in command of the fortress. Many Ashina clan retainers preferring Date authority to the Satake now defected to Masamune, and he proceeded to consolidate greater power in southern Mutsu province. This situation was entirely unacceptable to the Satake clan, who rallied their partisan retainers within the Ashina clan, along with the Nikaido clan, to fight against the Date and take revenge for his seizure of Kurokawa Castle. In July of 1589, Satake Yoshinobu managed to gather a total of 16,000 warriors for this cause, and they marched into battle against the Date army at a place just south of Mount Bandai and due north of Lake Inawashiro in the Aizu domain of southern Mutsu. This area was known as Suri-Agehara. Date Masamune gathered every available warrior at his disposal, numbering somewhere around 23,000, giving him a numerical advantage over his foes. He waited near the north bank of the Nippashi River for his foes to attack. The 16,000 under Satake Yoshinobu charged across the bridge and engaged the Date forces. After some initial skirmishes which met with little success, the Satake army was recalled across the bridge to regroup and possibly lure the Date army into an ambush with a false retreat. If this was the plan, it would never come to fruition. The bridge itself collapsed, and they were plunged into the rough waters below. The Date army charged into the river and killed many Satake samurai and ashigaru as they attempted to flee to the safety of the southern bank. It is believed that over 1,000 Satake fighters lost their lives, while less than half that were lost to the Date. After the Battle of Suri-Agehara, Date Masamune was practically the master of the southern half of Mutsu Province. This did not mean that everyone immediately fell in line, however, and former Ashina retainers continued to cause occasional headaches. The internecine struggles in Mutsu Province were given a pause, however, when Toyotomi Hideyoshi launched the Odawara campaign against the Hojo clan of Kanto in 1590. During this campaign, many clans in Tohoku gladly bent the knee to Hideyoshi in exchange for confirmation of their domains and potential help against their rivals in the future. Date Masamune was among the daimyo who were late in answering the Taiko's summons to join the war in Kanto, an offense for which Masamune nearly lost his life. As we discussed in episode 10, Kanto and Tohoku, however, Hideyoshi spared his life and allowed him to continue his governance of the Date. As to why Masamune procrastinated to the point of nearly securing his own execution, historians have a few theories. The many feuding daimyo of Tohoku had been solving their own problems through bloodshed, skullduggery, regional politicking, and complex alliances for many years before the sudden emergence of central governance in Kansai, first under Oda Nobunaga, and then under Toyotomi Hideyoshi. While the Date lords before Masamune had sometimes gone to great lengths to schmooze with emperors and shoguns for paper confirmation, their efforts had little practical effect on a region that still viewed the capital and the home provinces as being distant, ineffective, and generally indifferent. It is possible that Masamune believed he could establish an independent state in the north, free from the interference of distant western leaders who so often made matters in Tohoku worse when they bothered to engage with it at all. Certainly Masamune's later actions, which we will discuss in just a few minutes, indicate that he valued his independence and freedom to govern his domain as he saw fit. However, if he was testing Toyotomi Hideyoshi, hoping that the Taiko would blink and just ignore his flagrant disobedience, he was mistaken. His own actions in presenting himself to the regent indicate that he understood this, and did not want the Date to suffer the same fate as the Hojo. Nevertheless, Hideyoshi punitively reduced their domains after accepting Masamune's supplication. After swearing his allegiance to Hideyoshi, he helped in the Taiko's official efforts at resolving the Kunohe Rebellion, supporting Nambu Nobunao against his rival Kunohe Masazane, as Hideyoshi had ordered. As a reward for his brave deeds during that conflict, Hideyoshi granted him a domain in central Mutsu called Iwatesawa. Masamune set about rebuilding a dilapidated castle in the region, renaming the area Iwadeyama, and proceeded to cultivate it economically as well as politically. For the next 13 years, Masamune and the broader Date clan would be based at Iwadeyama Castle. However, those years were not spent in idleness, and the Date clan would contribute many troops to the invasions of Korea, with Masamune himself participating personally. Hideyoshi welcomed his assistance, and it seems to me that Masamune may have been trying to compensate for his earlier show of disobedience, perhaps overcompensating by involving his clan in a pointless destructive war from which they would yield no reward or considerable gain of any kind, save for whatever loot and prisoners they brought back from the peninsula. During the early stages of the struggle between Ishida Mitsunari and Tokugawa Ieyasu, which would eventually culminate at the Battle of Sekigahara, Date Masamune partnered with Mogami Yoshiaki to take on Uesugi Kagekatsu so that Ieyasu would be free to march his army to Mino Province without worrying about envelopment. While Yoshiaki supported Ieyasu out of personal animosity toward the Toyotomi clan, Masamune was likely far more of an opportunist. Ieyasu had previously arranged for the Date domain to be expanded, and it seemed likely that assisting him against Mitsunari would result in another reward of valuable land. The Satake clan, longtime enemies of the Date, made a critical miscalculation at this juncture. Although they had originally agreed to assist in the assault on the Uesugi in Aizu domain, they remained in their own lands during the great struggle between rival protectors of Toyotomi Hideyori. As a result, Tokugawa Ieyasu later confiscated all of their lands, only allowing them to earn much smaller fiefs years later by joining him in a campaign, which we will discuss next season. The Date and Mogami army struck first at Shiroishi Castle, which lay just south of Sendai in southern Mutsu Province. The castle itself was held by one of Uesugi Kagekatsu's retainers, but the main Uesugi army did not arrive in time to save the garrison. The two Tokugawa partisans and their clan armies took the castle quickly, ensuring a forthcoming response from the Uesugi. The retribution was swift and extremely dangerous for the futures of the Date and Mogami clans. Several Uesugi armies, numbering around 30,000 in total, descended on Yamagata, the Mogami clan's seat of power. The invaders laid siege to Hasedo Castle, a fortification which protected nearby Yamagata City. Mogami Yoshiaki prepared the castle for a robust defense and corresponded with Masamune, who agreed to help. Yoshiaki had around 7,000 warriors garrisoning Hasedo Castle, and Masamune sent another 3,000 to aid in defensive efforts, though did not arrive in person. I think it likely that he was preparing to defend his own domain in case the Uesugi army opted to change their target. The Mogami and their Date auxiliaries held out admirably against several concerted assault attempts by the Uesugi generals. In early November, news of Ieyasu's victory at Sekigahara finally made its way to distant Tohoku, and the Uesugi broke off their siege and scrambled to reconcile themselves with Japan's new leading man. Had Sekigahara gone the other way, the Mogami almost certainly would have been destroyed, and the Date likewise may have been facing extinction from ambitious neighbors vying for favorable treatment from Ishida Mitsunari's new regime. However, that's not how things went. With Mitsunari defeated and his coalition rushing to make peace with the new national overlord, the Date and Mogami were in a prime position for massive rewards. Tokugawa Ieyasu had reportedly promised to expand Masamune's domain until it was valued at an impressive 1 million koku. Although the domain was expanded landwise, however, the total annual value of the Date fief never officially topped 640,000 koku. Tokugawa Ieyasu did not fully trust Masamune, and it is possible that he shortchanged his reward in hopes of provoking him into a losing war. Instead, Masamune continued developing his domain, taking particular interest in a humble fishing village called Sendai. Located near the center of the newly expanded domain on the northern bank of the Hirose River in Mutsu and along a major road which led directly to Edo, Sendai was optimal for Date Masamune's new headquarters. After acquiring permission from Tokugawa Ieyasu, he ordered construction to begin on a new fortress named, appropriately, Sendai Castle. In 1604, after Sendai Castle had been completed and the surrounding town already showing promising signs of growth, Date Masamune and all his vassals and their families made a grand procession from Iwadeyama Castle all the way to Sendai, where they entered a city amid great fanfare and celebration. Under Masamune's leadership, Sendai would become a prosperous major city, and the economy and profitability of Sendai domain would greatly increase. Date Masamune eventually died in 1636, but because this season is dedicated to the Azuchi Momoyama period, we will discuss his further adventures and activities next season. They include campaigning alongside Tokugawa Ieyasu, expanding upon Sendai's trade and natural beauty, and sending his very own delegation to the Pope in Rome. The one-eyed dragon of Oshu was particularly known for his helmet, whose forehead decoration was a large slash like a stretched-out crescent moon. He is remembered fondly in Sendai today, and recognized as the city's official founder. He was also the primary subject of the 1988 NHK historical drama called Dokugan Ryu Masamune, which means One-Eyed Dragon Masamune. That particular drama cast in its starring role a young Watanabe Ken, a Japanese actor largely familiar to Western audiences because of films like Inception, 2014's Godzilla, and The Last Samurai. Although Masamune may have harbored ambitions of forging his own independent state in northern Japan, the necessary pieces never really came together. Earning that independence would have meant fighting Tokugawa Ieyasu, and any practical opportunity for resistance to his authority was snuffed at Sekigahara. Being a sensible man, Masamune contented himself with Zen poetry, composing ethical aphorisms, and ruling his very profitable domain in the north. Next time, we will discuss the people living on the opposite end of the spectrum from powerful daimyo like Masamune as we explore the stark realities of the various underclasses whose labor, customs, and ancestry made them outcasts. Until then, thank you for listening. If you would like access to exclusive bonus episodes, as well as ad-free versions of the regular episodes, please consider supporting this podcast at patreon.com/ahistoryofjapan. ¶¶